A word for you from Ezekiel chapter 37, verse 9. Also he said to me, prophesy to the breath, prophesy, son of man, and say to the breath, thus says the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe on these slain, that they may live. This expression is used a number of times throughout the Bible, and in the Old Testament in particular, we are given various references, and it's speaking about the very Holy Spirit of God. In this instance, Ezekiel was standing there. Much had happened. Miracles had happened. The scattered dry bones had come together. There was even flesh and sinews on them, as it says in verse 8. But at the end of verse 8, it says so starkly, but there was no breath in them. And then God took action. And he used Ezekiel to prophesy, to speak, in other words, God's mind, what was on God's heart. And he said, now, son of man, say to the breath, to the four winds of the earth, breathe on these slain. Who were the slain? They were the people of God. That was Israel. That was their condition. They had been dead in their sins. And now that they were gathered together, God saw that they needed life. Not just any wind. He's speaking here about the very wind of God, His breath, His Holy Spirit. To make it easy for us, that's why God has used different symbolic ways of putting it. And so Ezekiel experienced the miracle that after he had commanded the breath into them, this whole army stood up and they breathed and they were alive. Think of Adam. God had created all the worlds, the universe, and here was Adam, perfectly made, but dead, until God breathed breath into him, and then he lived with God's life. It should keep us very humble, remembering that the breath in us is just a breath away from death, and that it is by grace that we have breath. But we need more than just our physical, human, biological breath. We need the breath of God. For it refers here in this text in Ezekiel to spiritual life. You might be alive physically. You might be able to walk around. But you are a walking dead person, so to say. You're dead inside. Why don't you pray as Ezekiel did? Hearing from God and receiving His authority to do it. Breathe, O breath of God, as the hymn says, breathe upon me, O breath of God.